It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is Macklin Celebrini, and you're listening to Signing Guru.
Oh, yeah, shark season right around the corner. And I'll be happy to inform you that I'm considering...
Not the seasons.
Season tickets.
Wow. Are you playing?
I'm going to get down.
Need to call Kaiser? That sounds like a whistle.
This is Guru laughing at something that he thought was funny.
What is that? Evan, what is this?
I don't know either.
Dude, oh man.
I don't know either.
I'm still playing full court for the people concerned.
What?
So my wind is still, I'm going up and down, so I'm still hooping. What up, Cam?
Yeah,
we got young Cam back there. I can hoop.
All right, we're going to get into one big thing in a sec, but first, I'm going to update you on the Christian McCaffrey situation. Oh. We played Kyle Shanahan sound from last night after the game. He just had a conference call with reporters, and he was asked more about Christian McCaffrey. This is as recent as it gets. This is Kyle Shanahan updating what's going on with Christian McCaffrey.
Well, yes, I believe they're similar. I know it was a calf then, and it's a calf now. You guys could ask Christian more on that. Definitely, I believe if it was a playoff game, he would have played. It's not just the calf; it's the Achilles, and you know, the Achilles is tendonitis, and that stuff comes and goes. And when it is acting up, something you got to be very careful about. Christian's very diligent about that stuff, and if it was a playoff game, you know, he made it very clear to me he believed he could go. But when you hear that type of stuff and it's not a playoff game and it's week one, and especially when you're dealing with the lower extremities like that, it was a tough decision. But hearing all the words and stuff, in the long run, it made it easy.
And there's Kyle Shanahan agreeing with me that yesterday's game was not the biggest game of the year, even though it was the first game. And there are bigger games to play. Much bigger games to play down the line, and Christian McCaffrey will be playing in those.
Yeah, and I just hate how the show started from my standpoint.
Why?
In the A block of the show.
What's the matter, Goo?
Because people thought that I wasn't happy with the win more than the worry for McCaffrey. It's not that. And partner, you just said something that hit me as you sip your coffee.
There's a few
things. Not about when he comes back. It's about the injury itself. And when you talk about Achilles, sometimes you can do all the right stuff, Stani. That thing's going to go. So that's what scares me as we watch and move forward with this season. Niners still got major action. The people are chasing them. They got the target on their back, but I just don't know, and I know we're not doctors. I know it got KD. It got Greenlaw last year, and he was dealing with it all year. So hopefully, somehow, they err on the side of super caution, and we don't see a great performer like McCaffrey not be able to do what he's great at. That's all.
Well, it wasn't just the McCaffrey thing in the A block that really turned off 49er fans, I don't think. That was just part of it. I think there were some other things you said. Yeah, you're right, Goo. The 49ers did not score 50 last night.
Just stop.
They did not score 50, and it's obvious. It's obvious after week one. You're just the messenger. 49ers have a red zone problem.
No, not at all.
They have a monster red zone problem.
They got in. They had some BS penalties. Couple flag. I just, again, I can't wait for dibs. If the flag or the infraction is on the other side of the field, eat it.
Yeah, and you're the same guy that says, why? When Steph Curry's off the ball, he's getting held all the time. You want that call when Steph Curry's not on the strong side of the court, but you don't want it the other way.
Yeah. Total. That's a horrible.
Refs did
comparison.
A great job last night. They kept that game under control, and just a superb game by the officials last night. I don't think there's any doubt about it. All right, let's get to it. Yeah. It is one big thing, isn't it, Evan?
The big game is over. Win or loss, what is Steiny and Guru's one big thing?
This is awesome. That my worry about this the defense under one Nick Sorensen was too much. This defense is picking right up where they left off, Steiny. They had a good Super Bowl, but I was worried about the baton being passed from Wilkes to Sorensen. And I'm looking at Malik Collins. I'm looking at Leonard Floyd. I'm looking at Hargrave. I'm looking at Bosa. They were active. And then the ability to go from zone to man on the outside with Lenore. And I'm sitting here like, my goodness, Steiny, this defense may be deeper than it was last year. And the reason I'm going here is I'm watching Ward. He reminds me of Jimmy Ward, Jarvarius, and he's got attitude, but watching him basically just shut down the jet receivers, I'm like, this defense is going to be badass again without Dre Greenlaw. So the demise of the Niner D under Nick Sorensen was, I had to check myself. Your boy was wrong, Steiny, after 1 week, man.
Fred Warner, piggybacking on that, was asked about his thoughts on Nick Sorensen, his first game as defensive coordinator.
Called a great game. You know, I love the way that he, you know, approaches the preparation, the way that he leads our group, and ultimately, you know, goes out there and calls a flawless game. You know, there's things to clean up on our side as players execution-wise, but I'm proud of the way that we fought.
All right, that's Fred Warner talking about Nick Sorensen. Yeah. Made all the right calls. 49ers held the Jets to 19, including a late touchdown that was pretty much
I'm curious to see yours. Yeah.
My one big thing is we learned last night that this team is not dependent on any one player. Nice. This team can win without Christian McCaffrey. It can win at times without Deebo Samuel. It can win without Ayuk. One guy, just one guy, is not going to break this offense down. Multiple injuries are another story. But that game last night I'm watching, and it looked exactly like a 49er game would have looked with Christian McCaffrey playing running back. And the reality of the situation is, I know Christian McCaffrey's hurt, and I don't know when he's going to come back. But it certainly isn't anything that's going to be season-ending. It looked like Shanahan saying if this would have been a more important game or wouldn't have been the first game of the year, he would have played.
Mm-hmm.
And so this team, I think, has all the ingredients to spell Christian McCaffrey when they want and not miss a beat during the regular season. This team's going to win a lot of games this year.
Now, what if I'm in the car and I'm driving and I want to ask the great Matt Steinmetz, why is it that they are not dependent on just one dude?
Because they're loaded. They are absolutely loaded. And
it's still not the answer I'm looking for.
What do you mean?
It's Kyle.
Okay.
He can dial it up without you, me, Evan, Cam, yeah. Mahegan. Like, that's special, man. And he's done it in the past. With Jimmy.
So why are we surprised that he's doing it now? He did it his first couple years here. He got the 49ers to the Super Bowl in 19 without McCaffrey.
I think I can answer that.
Why?
Because you have questions like what they were in the playoffs last year. And I'm not saying that was Shanahan's fault, but it kind of didn't get solved. You know, Green Bay, Detroit, and Kansas City, the playoff opponents. Can we look each other in the face, Steiny, and say not one of those games did they look like the dominant itself they were during the regular season? And I guess if I'm going to give Kyle this kudos, I could just double back and ask him if I had the opportunity, why does he think they kind of took a step back? Because last night was incredible. And I'm with you. If we get word there was no McCaffrey, I'm not saying Niners have no chance. I'm like, that was Picasso last night of a game plan by both coordinators, for that matter.
Yeah, I mean, my one big thing is
man,
this team can win and beat you in a variety of ways. They can beat you with a run. They can beat you with a pass. Their defense can be good. It was last night. Maybe they ran into a Jets team that's still trying to figure itself out, and they have a quarterback who's relatively new and trying to figure out his teammates, but nevertheless, that game was not in doubt for the last 2.5 quarters, and the 49ers, I thought, played as good of a game one as they could possibly play.
And what about this? Now I think they got a secret weapon. It's not even a secret. If you're telling me Jake Moody is going to do this, Donnie, and again, I keep going back to that big-ass field goal in the Super Bowl that he hit. I mean, man, just now you, it's an embarrassment of riches. Obviously, you want to punch it in and not be dependent on the field goal kicker. It's not that. It's when you need them, the confidence. And I just think of how his career started, the miss against the Browns last year. Steiner, your boy's in the zone right now, man.
R. Herrera on the Xfinity Mobile Tech, or rather on the YouTube chat. Steiner's getting cocky now. San Francisco has no replacement, all capital letters, for Brock Purdy. Hello? Yeah, I disagree.
Man.
I mean, you can't tell me that if Brock Purdy missed a few games that the 49ers wouldn't have a good chance to win. Can't win a Super Bowl probably without Brock Purdy. I'm not saying that.
But Allen and Dobbs.
But what do you want from your backup quarterback? You want somebody who can step in, play 3 or 4 games if he has to, and keep the ship upright. And I have no doubt that Brandon Allen or Dobbs, he can do that. 888-957-9570 is the number. Guru and I just gave you our one big thing from last night's game. Mine is that this team is not reliant on one guy. They have all kinds of weapons. They're going to spread it around, and they're going to be able to compensate for a guy being out here and there, and I don't think they're going to skip a beat. Guru, his one big thing was the defense under Nick Sorensen. Man. Looked terrific. 19 points given up, late touchdown. That was pretty meaningless. They had Rodgers. I don't know if he was under duress, but
He wasn't comfortable, Steiner.
No, he wasn't. You're right about that. He wasn't comfortable. It looked like I thought he got rid of the ball a little soon at times. Wow. I think he was a little bit concerned about getting hit after not playing for a while. But the defense, Guru saying, is lights out, at least last night. So 888-957-9570. What's your one big thing from last night's ball game? The reality of the situation is, if you ask most 49er fans, they'd say the offseason was not a good one. Not a good one. And yet they came out and they...
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Looked as good as any team in the NFL in week one. In fact, what team do you think, is there a team that looked, quote-unquote, better than the Niners this weekend? To my way of thinking, I'd say the Niners looked terrific. I think the Cowboys looked really good.
How about the Chiefs? I thought
Chiefs
they looked
great, I thought. I think Baltimore's probably going to be there. Lions looked good.
So did the Rams.
The Rams. But I think the Niners, all things considered, if you're a 49er fan, you got to be, you got to give last night an A grade, I would think.
Yeah, that's what I'm giving it. But again, I don't want to bring the party down. Evan, you tell me what you think. But Steiny, do you believe in pressure?
You know what?
The
I saw, now get this, and because you just asked me, so I had no idea I was going to say it, and it's just unbelievable. So I'm going through Instagram, okay, and I see a photo of Billie Jean King and Andre Agassi.
Okay.
And they're at the U.S. Open, and they're just taking a picture. But in the background, there's a sign with words on it.
Oh, what does it say?
And do you know what it said? Do you know what the sign said?
I got to believe it had something to do with pressure.
It did. It said, pressure is a privilege. Pressure is a privilege. And I thought about that, and I said, I think I've got a new tagline.
Pressure is
a privilege. It's a privilege. A privilege.
Well, it's not your tagline.
Well, it is now.
I was getting ready to go.
It is now.
So you're jacking people for their slogans.
Had you ever heard that before?
No, I hadn't.
Evan, had you ever heard that before?
Yeah, at the U.S. Open.
No, you haven't. Well, none of our listeners.
We saw the same sign.
None of our listeners watch tennis. It's my tagline now.
Evan is
I'm
my
claiming
man.
It.
But the reason I bring that up, damn it, and I like that. Let's nitpick here. What bothers you more if you're a Niner fan? The two penalties are penalties, and they had two touchdowns called back. The 2 of 5 in the red zone or the IU drops?
Neither.
You got to pick one.
No.
I'm going to pick
one. Neither of them worry
me. The IU drops. Because okay. I got to tell you, Steiny, listening and watching him, we see this all the time when guys and gals sign a deal and they try to live up to it. Steiny, he makes that catch 9 out of 10 times. And this is something to monitor moving forward. But now it feels like the whole stadium, I was there every time he was targeted and he made some catches.
Oh boy.
It's like,
yeah.
Okay, Brandon, is there more at play? Did the you not being at OTAs in preseason, is that going to follow you? Or are you just going to slap that in the face and catch every ball coming your way? And I just thought on that dive, on a dime by Purdy, I was like, we'll never get the chance to ask him. But my thought was, Steiny, I wonder if that was he missed camp related or contract or a combo of both and when that will go away.
Boy, you're something.
He makes that catch 9 out of 10 times.
All right. Well, he missed Trey.
Well, yes, I believe they're similar. I know it was a calf then.
Never mind.
It's a calf now.
Man to man. Jennings. Oh, he got a throw.
Ayuk, he's a little rusty, Pate. You know, he's missed all training camp.
Get signed, get in training camp. There's a reason for training camp. You need it. We need the reps.
Oh.
Get those contracts done earlier so we can get in training camp. We don't drop balls on opening night.
Right, it's probably one thing, catching passes, running routes. All of a sudden, you're laying out for a pass, full speed, diving. That's why those happen in camp. You make those, you practice those. That's just a little rusty.
Can't do it. You're still catching balls at a high school field from some quarterback that's 45 years old, my age. You're not catching balls from your quarterback. Get signed, get in camp, and we don't drop the ball.
You're a beautiful Russell Crowe, beautiful mind for playing that. Man, they said more than that, if you know what I mean.
What do you mean?
They said that and it was harsh. But the street vernacular, Steiny, they said some other stuff. Boy, and I'm rooting for Brandon, but man, you got to bring that in, baby. You heard the Mannings. Now you got, yeah. The Mannings said it. I didn't say it. I just brought it up to you.
Right, but the Mannings said that's a pass that he probably catches if he has training camp. You think he's going to be dropping passes in week 4?
No. I hope not. How about that? I don't think he is.
You don't think he is, or you do?
I don't.
Okay.
Because he's so polished and good.
Well, if you don't, then there's no worry.
Yeah, but Niner fans hoping that this don't continue. Like, it gets rectified. Like,
why would it continue? I guess is my question. Isn't he going to be the receiver he's always been?
No, you expect that. That's why he got paid.
Really?
But it's like Bosa.
Okay.
He admitted that he wasn't himself the whole season. The whole season.
Uh-huh.
So I hope that's not the same thing with Brandon.
How'd CeeDee Lamb look?
He looked great.
Oh.
Yeah. But different people.
Yeah. Yeah.
But Debo, my gosh.
But what about him?
He looked like a tank, man.
I said he was going to have a big year.
You did.
Mm-hmm. Joe's in San Jose.
Joe.
What's going on, Joe? How you doing, man?
I'm doing good, doing good. Thank you for taking my call.
Absolutely.
So, first things first, I want to say the Chargers also look good this weekend, as much as I hate to admit it. I'm not a Harbaugh fan, but they look pretty good.
You don't have to ask
The other thing is that something I didn't like, something I don't like, something I'm still very much worried about as a Niner fan, is McKivitz. I'm not a fan of that guy. I don't understand why he's still a starter. I don't understand why they haven't replaced him. I'm worried that at some point in time this season, he's going to screw up and Purdy's going to get hurt. And it gives me cause to worry. But other than that, I think the boys looked really good yesterday. I wish they would have done a little better in the red zone. But other than that, I think they played a great game.
Appreciate the call. Thanks, Guru. Joe. I'm sorry, Joe.
Oh, yeah.
That was Joe. In
we
San
should
Jose.
Steal his thought. I was just telling Evan.
What's his thought?
Something he didn't like. You know, hey, because there's always something, you know, people, especially nowadays. But it's just funny, real quick. I'm looking at McKivitz, Donnie. I'm not saying he was great, but he only gave up two pressures. I think of McGlinchey in his tenure here as a Niner. They got to the Super Bowl. It's like, I mean, you guys throwing rocks. I get it, but this unit is a unit that gets you to the biggest game the last 4 years, and if not the biggest game, the game before it. Like, I mean, man.
Let me ask Evan this question because I think it's important. Did the Chargers look great in week one, Evan?
I text Evan during the game before he answered, so we were in communication, me and him alone.
No.
I agree. Oh.
They had one first down in the first half.
It was a big first down, though, probably, right?
It was still one.
Kept the drive alive.
It was still one.
I'm going to give my Harbaugh update next segment.
I'm going to give Evan the win on that.
At 12:30.
Yeah.
At 12:30.
For me, it's back to work. Dude. Attacking with an enthusiasm unknown to mankind.
Put him on the ballot. And we got the thing tonight.
What's
the debate?
Yeah, I'm not watching. No.
Can't do it.
Nope. Thank you, Mike.
You got to vote, pal.
Mike, Antonio Pierce Singletary.
You got to vote.
I will vote. I'm not going to watch the debate. I have no interest. I don't need
this. This is shocking.
Did you ever hear? You remember the scene in Scarface where.
Show me, Mark. That's okay.
No, not that scene. The scene where Tony Montana is tasked with assassinating somebody who was coming out of the United Nations.
Right.
And he was all set to do it. And then the ambassador came out with his two children. And the guy riding with Tony Montana said, it doesn't matter. You must kill this guy. And Tony Montana said, I don't need that in my life. And he ended up not killing the ambassador. And then let me tell you who was hot. Sosa.
Man.
Sosa was not happy at all. So there's my analogy.
What about stealing that segment from the caller, Joe?
Stealing that segment
that idea
from the caller.
Well, Stanley already stole Billie Jean King's line.
Oh, dude, they're throwing rocks at you. Don't look.
You
got a Twitter because they threw rocks at you.
That's a big problem.
You said it's because your password. You couldn't take it.
What are you saying? It's about the segment?
Oh, he called and said something I didn't like. We should kind of incorporate that. Just you call one thing. Okay. It was all great, six field goals, but one thing that kind of stuck with you that you didn't like.
And see,
it's fair game.
And see, that's where I think you don't know how to read the room. The 49ers were favored by four and a half. They covered in a big way. They were up three scores, 32-12. They scored 32 points. They shut down Aaron Rodgers. Brees who?
Yeah.
Did nothing. It's not the day to nitpick.
Watch the game again, then, Tiny.
Where's she at? Call us.
She's gone.
Well, we had Holly call. She stole the show. She said the
time. Yeah, Holly's 13-year-old, made his first appearance at a 49er game. He's now 1-0. I was going to get the young man's name and shout him out. I wonder if he had to get up for school today.
I was just... There's no way to prove it to you guys, but I was going to ask her, did you give him the day off? But maybe he had yesterday off.
All right. I see Mike. I see Dylan. I see Richie in Queens. 888-957-9570. What's your one? You know me. I don't really want to go negative, but Guru apparently wants to know what bugged you about last night.
Was there anything that bothered?
Oh, hell no.
Shout out at Atco.
Is there one thing? Oh, I'll tell you one thing that bothered me. Actually, there is one thing last night that bothered me about the game. And I'll tell you what it is on the other side. But it is something that inexcusable? Okay, I'll use the word inexcusable. I heard something last night that was inexcusable, and it came from a guy that I really, really like. I'll tell you what that is on the other side, and I'll do it on 95.7, The Game.
What's up? It's your boy Guru here to tell you Prize Picks is America's number one daily fantasy sports app with over 5 million active members. Prize Picks is the easiest and most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. Unlike those other apps, on Prize Picks, it's just you against the numbers. All you do is pick more or less on 2 to 6 player stat projections and watch the chicken roll in. One Caleb Williams passing yard gets you one win on Prize Picks every week in September. That's right, only 1 yard gets you an automatic dub every football weekend of September. 4 weeks, 4 W's. Don't miss this deal on Prize Picks because it's gone when September ends. And remember, you now can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. Tonight's lock of the day is Marcus Stroman taking on the Royals. He'll have under 4.5 strikeouts. Download the Prize Picks app today and use your boy's code GURU957 and get $50 instantly when you play $5. That's code GURU957 on Prize Picks to get $50 instantly when you play $5. You don't even need to win to get your $50 bonus. It's guaranteed. Prize Picks must be present in certain states. Visit prizepicks.com for details.
Play action from Rodgers again. Pressure off the edge, and the pass is broken up and now picked off. Intercepted by Flanagan. Fouls after the tip by Lenore.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Yeah, we'll have to agree to disagree on that one, Goo.
You thought that was a bad pass, huh?
I thought it lacked zip.
Why? I think zip is why he got picked.
Oh, I think if he would have hit it a little bit quicker, then the ball doesn't get deflected.
Yeah, I saw a couple back shoulder throws from A-Rod Stoney to where I was like, okay, you got the fastball, young man.
Do you think he does?
I really do.
I do not think he has a fastball right
wow,
now.
Wow, yeah.
He now, didn't last night.
Brady's last game in New England, Foxborough, resulted, or whatever the field was, in a pick six against, I believe, the Titans. And I thought his arm was done. Then he just went to Tampa Bay and won a Super Bowl. But I don't think Rodgers' arm is done at all. He was worried about getting hit in the lower extremity.
Yeah, that affects your arm.
Yeah, and that Achilles.
Yeah.
But I thought he was zipping it a couple throws.
I thought he was extremely mediocre.
Yeah. And then but Robert Saleh, did you Giants. Catch him after at the podium? Well, we're going to be fine. New York fans want to kill him.
Tell you what, we got some Robert Saleh.
All right.
Hey, Robert, you going to be fine?
When did you find out that you'd be in the starting lineup?
That's wrong. Wrong button.
We never really gave him a chance to get into rhythm, you know. Defensively, they just, you know, credit to San Francisco. They did a great job running the ball. They were very efficient in the pass game. Even in the second half when we feel like we made some adjustments in the run game, and they still were, you know, minus one explosive. Thought we did good in the run game, but, you know, they were really good in the pass game, too. You know, they're an elite football team, and I know they were missing Christian, but they still have Debo and Ayuk and Jennings and a really good O-line and a really good quarterback. So, you know, credit to them. They executed a heck of a lot better than we did, and we got to be better.
I didn't hear we'll be fine.
Yeah, there was a different sound.
Let me try this one.
Greeny, our guy.
They still have a stable of backs, but at the same time, it's a, you know, they're very, very good up front. From an efficiency standpoint, they beat us up front, plain and simple.
Yeah. I heard it this morning leaving. Mike Greenberg was playing it.
Oh, it wasn't on 95.7
The
Game.
No.
Oh, I got you.
Before I got in the car.
Oh,
you buried the lead. You said something that bothered you. And you're like, I know something that bothered me. Yeah.
Thank you.
Goo had his breakfast.
I got to tell you, to me, watching a game on TV, an NFL game,
it's the greatest.
You get so much information. And you know me. I like Jason Kelce. I like the Kelces.
Yeah.
Can somebody please tell Jason Kelce that the running back's name for the San Francisco 49ers is Christian McCaffrey.
As opposed to?
Not Christian McCafferty. Let's go.
That is so great. But it's like Brady. He's not being judged. He's got the job because who he is, and we'll love it. Nobody will correct him. The amount of people that mess up Ayuk, it's like, come on, man. Do some prep.
Dylan is in Santa Clara. What's up, Dylan? How you doing, man?
I'm doing good. What's up, fellas?
Hey.
My one big takeaway was this rookie draft class, man. To see Malik Mustafa and Renardo Green making plays on special teams right away. And, of course, the main one, Dominic Tuney. I couldn't help but watch him on every single play. He was dominant from the first snap to the last. He didn't have one bad play, not one penalty. He is an absolute gem from the third round, future All-Pro. And I think the one thing that bothered me is the Christian McCaffrey news right before kickoff, just because of the uncertainty. We don't know how long he'll be out. So other than that, I think it was a great showing for the first week.
Yeah, that's fair. Good call.
Thanks, Mike.
I hadn't even thought that. Yeah, Stoney, somewhere. I mean, man, Stoney, just imagine this. And I know you were at the house, but you had to be. You see, you texted a thread when you got the news. But there was – I was with Evan on the field in the end zone when we got the news. We had just saw the great Cam Inman, and he had – the news hadn't broke yet. And we were having a conversation based on, oh, he'll play, he'll be, you know. And then moments later, everybody was buzzing about, wow. And then in comes J.P. Mason, Stoney. Jordan, that is. Looking like Michael Jordan in cleats. Looking like one Marshawn Lynch. And he had a great game, the game of his life to start. I mean, yesterday that was about the world, you know, being introduced to J.P. Mason.
The one thing that, you know, if you're going to nitpick, I saw that I think PFF had Trent Williams graded out at a 94.
He was dominant.
Yeah, I had him at an 81.
Well, I'm going with PFF.
On mine.
You don't like him.
I had him for an 81 on mine, and that was the one little note of three pages of notes I took. At the very end of page three, I did say, huh, not a great night for the guys who were greedy.
What do you mean?
McCaffrey.
He had no holding calls.
McCaffrey got paid.
Yeah.
He didn't play.
Oh, okay.
Ayuk got paid.
He stole that.
He stunk.
And
I think Trent Williams can play a lot better.
Please, Stoney.
He limped off the field.
He played 87% of the snaps.
Right. But he wasn't as good as he needs to be.
They got
sick. He also needed an IV after the game.
Now that, okay.
Exactly.
I need water.
Because he's out of shape.
Oh, well.
And he's got to get better. So the
Jets didn't take advantage of it.
The three guys.
Please, take him off your list.
The three greedy guys.
Take him off your list.
That's the only negative.
Troll. Your boy was better than fine. Trent Williams, Donnie.
Here's the other thing. According to my numbers of Jordan Mason's 147 yards, 97 came when they ran away from Trent Williams.
God, you are just, yeah. The book of trolling.
Oh, Mike's in Santa Clara. What's up, Mike? How you doing, buddy?
Good, guys. Great win last night. Overall, solid performance. And one thing, I actually have two things. I have one, you know, my biggest takeaway in a positive, and then also in honor of you, I also have a negative as well. The biggest positive takeaway I took out of this is that the Niners defense came to play. And, yeah, there was, you know, obviously the 70-yard drive. But after that, they got things in check, and they put their stuff together, and they played like just lights out at that point. As well as the biggest takeaway out of all of that is we control the clock, especially with a run game where you're running 100 and almost 80 yards, and you don't even need to – like, I'm not saying don't throw the ball, but I'm saying you control the game. And, I mean, come on, you're taking like 5 to 7 minutes off every time you're out there on the field. You're giving your defense also the time to relax and just rest up and get ready for the next one. So I found that amazing of the just the control of the clock playing against the Jets.
Yeah.
The negative that I took out of it is, You know, it did scare me a little bit when I saw Trent walking off the field, but thankfully it was just an IV. But the biggest negative I need to take is, you know what, Ayuk needs to get back in shape. And with the amount of time he took off because of that, it's going to take a few more weeks, but I think we're going to be okay. But that was the biggest negative I took out of it, was just Ayuk not being up to par at that point.
Thanks, Mayuk. Thanks. Appreciate the call. Appreciate the call.
Is that, no, again, not to be negative, Stein. No, you think that's then fair game? What? A guy that didn't have camp?
What'd you expect?
Right. I guess that's where I'm at. Like, you got to keep giving him chances for him to get back into shape. And this week of practice, I'm sure, to help. But nothing, you know, nothing's like the game, partner.
Well, thanks.
Yeah.
I appreciate that. Something about when you call me partner. What sure felt like?
It saves me from saying other words.
Yeah. Yeah. Like friend?
But people listening think we like each other.
Trent Williams will be all right. Yeah, he's got to play better.
But it's like, the dude was fine.
He's got to play better.
Please.
I'm worried about
him. Got his new chicken, he balled out.
Will he be able to last
of the snaps?
That's it?
So
he gets a raise and he plays less.
They had 100 million plays. Come on, man. They had 100 million plays last night.
I'm just saying.
Body shot in the Jet defense left and right.
Throw a block.
Oh, man.
Let's go to Eric in Novato. Hey, Eric, what's going on, man?
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen. How are you guys?
Hey. Doing well. Yeah.
Right on. Hey, fellas, I disagree, Steiny, that one key player. And I actually think it's funny you guys are talking about him. I think Trent Williams is that one key player. Because I think if Trent is out of the lineup, that changes a defensive scheme. That changes where you're slanting your D linemen, where you're lining up your linebackers. I think if the Niners got more yards running to the other side of the line, it's because Trent was on the side he was on. The guy is a difference maker, and it bothered me that they gave him fluids and put it back in, because that tells me that they know that even though this guy missed all training camp, that they got to have him on the field.
Yep.
Oh, good God, Stein. We talked about the importance of players, and I had both of those players before Brock Purdy, the quarterback in the quarterback league. But I mean, he's everything.
And yeah, I like this team just showed last night it can win without McCaffrey
and Dre Greenlaw.
Well, you're going to be saying that half the year.
Oh no, he might. What if he? No, I love what I saw from the defense last year. But let's not act like that was not supposed to be. And it still may. Stoney, it's one game. You know, you're going to come against a foe that might try to manipulate you and take advantage of him not being there. Everybody's different. But my point is, I don't know if that's going to happen with the way that they were. This has been the one constant from the 49ers since the inception of Kyle Shanahan. Steiny, when a ball carrier is in space, they gang tackle. I don't know if you were watching it yesterday. Every time somebody catches a ball, they swarm to it. And I appreciate that. And that's why Saleh, that's why D'Amico Ryans. And I don't know what the future is for Sorensen, but he did himself a great yesterday by having his unit ready to go, and they just suffocate you. They tackle better than any other team in the league. I really believe that.
888-957-9570 is the number. Let's go to Dave in San Francisco. What's up, Dave? How you doing, man?
Doing real good. Great game last night.
Yes, great game.
Purdy's my hero. I'm thinking he's super chill. He might say, like, take $10 million a year starting next year, so they could do several Super Bowls and pay everybody.
Tell him, stop. Break the news to him.
Thanks, Dave. You wish.
Yeah.
I mean, did he say going to take $10 million or $10 million less?
Either way.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. 408 coming right at you.
Four. I've been stellar today. For what?
The 408. Greenlaw is overrated, and he's a penalty machine. I only heard his name called once last night. Well, that's one more than he should have been called.
He wasn't there.
Exactly.
So that was trolling.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Let me see what we got here. Joe, Jose in Hercules. What's up, Jose? How you doing, man?
What's up, fellas?
Hey.
I'm doing good, man. I'm still glowing over the last yesterday's win.
Yeah.
I just wanted you guys' opinion on something, man. So last year's Super Bowl, I kind of was wondering, because, you know, when we had the three-headed monster a couple years back, I kind of felt that we should have integrated that in our system last year with Deebo, CMC, and Elijah Mitchell. Now, what I kind of want to see when CMC comes back is a four-headed monster with Deebo, Mason, CMC, and Juszczyk. What I wanted your guys' opinion about that.
You want three running backs in there.
Man, four.
Well, that's true if you count Deebo Samuel.
But if the, hey, I love his thought, but if the great, I'm going to call him a Jedi right now, Stoney, because that's what he is, Kyle.
Until he loses a game, then you'll rip him.
If he hasn't gotten to that, then I don't think that's the way to go. How about that? There's got to be a reason he's not doing that. And Juszczyk making plays downfield. I was happy for it. Why would you roll your eyes?
He caught a ball. He was wide open. For God's sakes.
Dude, yeah, you are something else, man.
I tell you what. Here's all you need to know about Juszczyk. Every other guy that was asked to take a pay cut told the organization to hit the pike. Juszczyk knows his own ability and said, I'll gladly take a paycheck.
And so you throw that like it's a stone or something bad.
He caught a ball.
The dude's a team player with the money, the chicken, and I'm just happy to see get some love.
See,
gosh, man.
Okay, and I'll be honest with you, because Lori Matthews on the YouTube chat, they should use Juszczyk more.
Like I say, they should do Kittle.
Again, when Juszczyk has the ball, that means it's your fifth best guy with the ball who has it. They have better weapons than Juszczyk.
I'll just say this. That was one game last night, but I do remember the Super Bowl where they got down there and couldn't get it in all the time. Like high, you know, prolific offenses do, led by Kyle. Maybe you change something up if you use Juszczyk or Kittle more in the red zone.
Yeah, no, let's use Juszczyk more than McCaffrey. Yeah, that's a good idea. That's a great idea.
He wasn't on the field?
That's a great idea. Let's see if we can get Juszczyk 18 carries a game.
Boy.
That's what we want.
Yeah.
That's what we want.
Like that's what I wasn't
please.
Come
on.
Put some respect on his name.
I won't.
Don't you see him in the street?
He went to Harvard.
So you never been in a fight.
He went to Harvard.
I got him.
I don't care if I see him in the street.
What's
he going to do? Read me his thesis? Please. Harvard.
Wow. Look at you profiling, man.
Grandpa Daddy.
Our guy.
He's got a young one. What's up, Grandpa?
Wow.
Oh, Scotty. You cracked me up, Scotty. Dude, what's up, baby?
Dealing with this man, baby. Yeah.
Hey. Steiny, you know what we say? From the U and from everywhere we at, us black folks, look, don't hate, participate.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I got
That's
you.
That's a good one. Here's my one good thing. It's kind of double-edged sword. Jordan Mason replacing McCaffrey and stepping it up. Bam. And the second one was Purdy. Now, did you see that one play where he stepped back, he was in the pocket, under pressure, and flat-footed? I think, what was it? He threw that pass over to Ayuk. That told me a lot. Purdy, he's got nerve, bro.
Yeah.
He's got nerve. He can handle the pressure.
Yeah.
Those are my two favorite takes. And you know what I'm saying?
I do.
He's the one, Steiny. He's the one, man. We calling it. I'm calling it right now. 49ers going to win the Super Bowl. I'm putting $500 on it in Vegas.
Wow. Go, Grandpa.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hopefully you do better than Norm last year. And we went out and jinxed him. He had the Niners to win the Super Bowl
ticket.
But
he had them getting to the Super Bowl,
too,
to win money.
Yeah, but the big ticket was the winning it. Yeah.
Nah.
Yeah, went overtime.
But
good for Grandpa Daddy. Five big ones.
Yeah. What are the odds getting on that right now?
I don't.
Like, what are the... Like, were they 8-1, 7-1?
I got to think. Well, probably second behind the Chiefs, I would believe.
Yeah, I would think.
But now with this information about McCaffrey, you wonder if it alters.
Here's the other thing. As long as we're nitpicking.
Go ahead. I fought you yesterday.
We're facing the Jets without Hassan Reddick. Give me a break.
Yeah, he didn't play.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But they got – that was the Jet defense of that Vonage Jet team. They just got – Steiny, you understand the what body punches do to one. Over time.
You just laughed at me for never being in a fight, so how would I know?
Well, I'm just telling you, that's what the Niners offense did to the Jets defensive line, linebackers. They didn't even want to tackle at the end.
From the 6'5", I'm sorry, from the 6'5", yeah, bad take by Steiny. Taking a pay cut for the overall well-being of the team is admirable. That's not what we do here in San Francisco. We milk the franchise for every penny we can. That was the lesson of the offseason.
Dude, all right? I'm gonna stop.
If Juszczyk wants to be a Niner, the last thing he can do is take a pay cut. That's not what we do here in San Francisco.
Makes me like the guy, man. Because he knows he's got a good thing and he's in a good situation.
We try to get ours, and if the other guy doesn't, so be it.
No, that's called the world, and that's why you need to watch the debate tonight.
You know, maybe if Trent Williams would be playing under his old number,
we could
pay Kyle Juszczyk more, but that's not the way it works. Get yours.
If you got the cachet and talent, you can get yours.
San Francisco football, get yours.
And they got it last night, baby.
Antonio in Oakland. What's up, hey? How you doing, man? This league's a joke. It's the Niners league. They run it.
Oh, man, the sky is falling because Brandon, now you dropped the pass.
Tell him.
Honestly, man, he should have caught it, but he didn't. I mean, at the end of the day, man, we won the game. We got, we won a game without CMC, the first team all pro, probably the top five football player in this league.
Yeah.
You know, and then Jordan Mason, a.k.a. Baby Marshawn Lynch, man, we got a Thunder and Lightning little thing going on for the rest of the season. So I like that.
Oh, I like
it. And the defense, warm and physical, and I love being Aaron Rodgers, man. Like, he's our big rival. So it's like Rick James. I mean, LeBron James. So it feels good to continue our Monday night freaking win. We got the most wins any team in Monday night history, so that's always great, man.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, like I said, we're going to go 13-4 the rest of the way.
Look at him. He's got it mapped out.
And he's
13-4.
Yeah, 13-4. I have him at 11-6. Playoffs, third seed. Take it to the bank.
Right, I'll do that.
Oh, yeah, you will.
Yeah.
You'd be wise to.
No, Stoney, this team is the problem. Again.
Oh. Yeah. Well, what about the red zone? Red zone. Red zone field goals.
I don't care if it was high school. Six field goals is too many. That's all I'm just saying. That didn't supersede the brilliance I saw out there. But damn, help Moody out. His foot's probably in ice right now. Six field goals.
I like kickoffs. Them. I like the six field goals.
Yeah, I bet you do.
I'll tell you what.
Six.
What is 17? Let me tell you something right now. 17, 85, not if. Let me tell you something. If Jake Moody kicks 102 field goals this year, averaging six per game, I guarantee this will be the highest scoring offense in the league.
Oh, boy.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Yay! Moody had a birthday yesterday.
Don't tell me.
You already know. And he got his gift. The Lord gave him his gift.
Hold on. Do you know, Evan?
Just think about what we're talking about and how it fits.
Purdy?
And the Lord gave him his gift.
The Lord gave him his gift.
He was inactive yesterday.
He was McCaffrey?
Pearson.
Oh.
Yeah. You get the gift?
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah, look at me.
I got you.
Evan got me.
Yeah.
He gets me a lot more.
Absolutely got you. You know what I'm going to do on the other side? I'm giving you my scouting report of some other teams and coaches. I did some homework, and I needed to pay off.
All right.
On the other side. You guys can jump in here at 888-957-9570.
People want to know about your thoughts on the Tyreek Hill video.
I got to be careful.
Norm wasn't happy with Tyreek.
He didn't don't be knocking on my
but
window.
But you can't roll your window up on the cops. What do you expect?
I gotta be careful.
Right, it was wrong. Evan and I talked about this, boy. Anyway, we'll get to it before we get out of here.
Yeah, or not. I don't know what to. I want to know how fast he was going. That's all I want to know.
Too fast.
888-957-9570 is the number. Hey, download the Odyssey app directly from our QR code on both YouTube and Twitch. Brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low-rate auto loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer. That segment also brought to you by LifeSource Water Systems.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Quartet pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.